Wanted to start by letting you all know that the primary presenter for today was actually Lourdes Martinez Cox, who is the communications team lead in the National Center for Public Health Informatics. And since we submitted this abstract many, many months ago, Lourdes has decided to go back to school and get a PhD. So she's in class at the moment, but did want to acknowledge all of the work that she did on this presentation and thank Brandy Geiger, who is actually a Deloitte consultant within our division, who helps us with change management, communications, relationship management kinds of activities, for stepping in at the last second, because we just called her about an hour ago. Brandy's going to cover the front part of this presentation, really talking about change management and people, principles and misconceptions of change management, common reactions and pitfalls, and some techniques for engaging stakeholders. And then I'm going to come back up and just briefly at the end talk about how we have implemented some of these techniques and principles in Finn. Brandy?
Okay. So by show of hands, who here has ever participated or gone through some type of change? So whether it was an organizational change, your company went through a new technology, change in processes, pretty much most of you. And I'm sure if we went around the room and shared stories, you would all have a slightly different reaction or perception of how well it was handled. So the goal of change management is really to help provide a framework for minimizing the disruption in business. Also communicating why the change is taking place and helping you get through from where you currently are to your desired end state. So change management and people. The primary focus, or one of the primary focuses of change management, is on the individuals and is on the stakeholders throughout the organization. So here you see a continuum. From knowledge, you may have little or no knowledge of the reorganization, awareness, commitment, and fully engaged. So the goal of change management is to help move individuals along this continuum. So you want everyone in the organization to be committed, and for your leadership and those that are driving it to really be fully engaged and committed to sustaining the change over time. Next, principles and misconceptions. I'm sure if you read through some of these, you would agree. So change is a process. It starts at the beginning and it needs to go through until you've reached your desired end state. It's not just a single event. It's not one communication and you're done. So it's something that needs to be handled and it needs to have attention throughout the entire process. And also, individuals do not resist change. They resist disruption. It's the unknown what causes a lot of the problems. And some of the misconceptions: change happens quickly and time takes care of everything. I think we all know that's not quite the case. And leadership behavior is invisible. Staff, they don't see leadership. We all know that's not the case as well. Weak people are ones who leave. Survivors are glad to have a job. Again, not sure that's quite right. And if the communication is done right one time, it's enough. Again, we need to ensure this is a process that you communicate openly throughout the entire, from the beginning to the end. Next, typical reactions to change. I'm sure either we have experienced or may have seen others experience some of these reactions. So you have those that are disinterested, to where they just move away. They may have verbal cues, no problem, whatever. Their behavior or emotions. You have some that are concerned, maybe negative. Those that are just confused, I don't know what we're doing. And then those that are just outright angry. So I'm sure many of you may have seen these expressed in your colleagues or have expressed them yourselves. Techniques for engaging stakeholders. So as I said, it's very important to engage everyone within the organization. You want to avoid early stagnation. Look for sustainability. You want this change to be able to take place and be maintained over time. And then change process is normal. Think of things that we were doing 10 years ago. Things have changed tremendously. Focus on wins and acknowledge people's opinions and feelings. Seek constructive criticism. Communicate openly and regularly. You want to be transparent. Let individuals know that, you know, there may be times that are difficult, but if we openly communicate, people will be more comfortable with what's going on. And apply what's worked. So if you've gone through things before and you know things that work, do it again. So next is implementing a change framework. So this shows the various stages from increased urgency to building your team all the way through making it stick and implementing and sustaining the change. So I'm going to turn this over to Lynn, and she's going to use this to walk you through an example in public health.
We're actually going to talk about Finn. Finn, imagine that. So over the last couple of years, one of the things that we've really been focused on within my division and within the National Center for Public Health Informatics is trying to evolve Finn from its original inception as something very focused on preparedness, on a set of very strict certification criteria, to something that is more engaging of the people who are involved in Finn, getting folks involved to solve common problems in informatics and to work together to have some joint resolution. So we've tried to implement many of the techniques, some successfully, some not successfully, as you would imagine, but tried to implement many of these things in transforming Finn to what it is today, and I'm sure we will continue as Finn continues to evolve over time. But about 3.5 years ago, when we first started thinking about Finn, taking a look at it, seeing where we were and where we needed to go, one of the things that we tried to build on, or many of the things that we tried to build on, were sort of outside of our control, but provided really good opportunities. For example, we had a new director in the National Center for Public Health Informatics. I was new coming on board. So new leadership often brings opportunities for launching a change that you've been interested in doing for a while. We also use sort of that natural program evolution that happens over time. You know, Finn was something that started really inside of CDC in about 1999. So by the time I came on board in 2006, from the CDC perspective, this had been going on for a while. I don't think we had done such a good job of engaging all of you along with us, but from folks inside of CDC, this was pretty well entrenched. And so what we tried to do was use that as an opportunity to say, we've been doing this for a while, it's time to step back, take a look, do an assessment, ask people how it's going, because we're sort of at that point in time where we're no longer really starting from scratch and building something up. So we tried to use that to our advantage. There have been environmental changes, which our previous speaker alluded to as well, with the advent of everything going on in preparedness, with all of the things coming along the pike in health IT. So that sort of increased that sense of urgency, got a little more buy-in from folks early on that maybe it was time to start rethinking this. And then we went out and really tried to engage all of you, looking at our national partner organizations, state and local public health leadership, just to see how is this playing out from your perspective. We know what it looks like from inside of CDC, but it looks quite different in the outside world. So what are you know, listening very intently, really making an effort to engage people. And I don't think this is something that you can do by accident. It can't be because you had anecdotal information at the conference and so you decided to do something different. This has to be a process that you build from scratch to get in engagement, get feedback, and develop some sort of shared vision. That really took us a couple of years. Building on the Finn conference, but where we had these open conversations at the Finn conference and gradually evolving that, but also being out, going to state and local health departments, having meetings where we brought folks in and asked them how things were going. This was a long process to try to understand where we were and where we wanted to go. And sort of that next phase of engaging and enabling the whole organization, in this case, I would say the whole network, all of Finn. This wasn't about one organization. It wasn't about CDC. It was about building a network that is really focused on public health informatics. And there are really two pieces to this that are fairly obvious, but not if you work at CDC. One was listen, and the other is respond. And as I said, we did a series of recurring events to really hear what people were saying. We had opportunities every year at the Finn conference for folks not only to come together in all of the various meetings that we always have, the 25 ancillary meetings that we talked about this morning, but to have lengthy sessions where it was really just sit with us and tell us what's working, what's not working, where you would like this to go in a structured way so that we could use that feedback. We also had a number of work groups and workshops where people were working on different components. So everyone knows there are Finn requirements. We had large work groups that were really chugging through those things, trying to figure out how to revise them, rework them. And then we had some online forums, which have dramatically improved over time. But it started pretty early on in a clunky way, but it got people going, got people talking. And then responding, something that we really put a lot of emphasis on, not just responding to input when we made a change, which is the easy part, to say, oh, you didn't like that requirement. Yes, we changed it based on your feedback. That's easy. But when we didn't act on the feedback, to make sure that we still not only got back to the person or the organization that provided it, but to the rest of the community who also saw it, to say we didn't act upon it and here's why we didn't act upon it. And we found that that is an incredibly powerful way to keep people engaged. We defined some very short-term milestones and celebrated them each and every time that we got to them. And then with each passing one, and this sort of bleeds on over into the sustaining piece, with each one set the bar a little higher. So we set it very, very low, as in people show up at the workshop and they talk to us, and when that happens, set a little higher and a little higher and a little higher to build on the successes. We've also institutionalized a lot of those feedback loops. This conference is one of them. The open conversation has evolved into the Communities of Practice program, which is an ongoing, fairly well entrenched way of getting people involved, of CDC being an equal partner with all of you to work on these issues, to have these frank conversations, to have the two-way dialogue. And then we continue to try to improve the way that we're engaging folks. If you all haven't stopped by the Public Health Informatics Institute's exhibit booth, I would encourage you to do so. They have a new online forum that is a great way to continue the dialogue called PH Connect, so phconnect.org. But we're trying to work with our partners to sort of institutionalize those ways of all of us working together. So in a nutshell, we think that change management is an effective method that can minimize disruption, can continue productivity during an organizational change, a transition, an initiative change. It doesn't have to be focused on one sort of reorg is a common example where people talk about change management and sort of at the forefront of our minds at CDC, but that's not the only time that we talk about or use change management. And we think it's very important to take into account on the front end when you're thinking about making a change in a program or you are going through a reorganization, to think about common reactions that people will have to change, how you will engage people, how you will engage leadership. I don't think that any of the changes that we tried to make in FIN would have been successful if we had not engaged not only CDC leadership and gotten their buy-in, but also the leadership of our national partner organizations, many of the sort of key leaders, visible leaders in state and local public health practice. And so by having them on board, I think that's the reason we have over 500 people participating in communities today. It's why we have all of these meetings of communities at this conference. And that we think about the principles of change leadership as we're planning our initiative, that communication, those feedback loops, the techniques for engaging the entire organization are part of the planning on the front end, as important as the change that you actually want to make in your program or in your organization. Some of our co-authors that we want to acknowledge. And Claudia, did you want us to take questions now?
Yes,
or
that'd be great.
Any questions for us? Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you will talk about how your engagement of local health department modified or changed your vision that you have predefined.
Sure. I don't know if there's anybody from NACHO in the room, too. I don't see anyone. When I came on board about 3.5 years ago, we in NICFI didn't really have a relationship with the National Association of County and City Health Officials. So that was our first sort of obvious target for talking to them about how do we engage local public health, how do we make FIN important all the way down, because obviously public health is not just a state function. They helped us through a series of workshops that were solely targeted to local health officials, series of input sessions that were all local health officials. We had about 50 in each one. We did three or four of those, where we just heard sort of primarily that many local health officials didn't know anything about Finn, and that they were struggling with a lot of issues around interoperable systems, electronic information exchange, but that they weren't really engaged in this community at all. So we developed a very strong relationship with NACHO. We have helped them through financial support, but also through partnership activities to develop a permanent informatics work group as part of their national organization with informatics staff to bring that local voice to CDC. The local work groups that we had based on Finn requirements were extremely active in defining those requirements. Many of them changed, and it's been 3 years, so I can't tell you the very specifics, but I can tell you that all the historical documentation is still on the website, and it shows the tremendous amount of feedback that we got from locals and the changes that we incorporated along the way as the result. And a lot of the work that we're doing today in our Communities of Practice program is really at that community level. We have vendors, we have state public health, local public health, we have community organizations who are involved in those communities of practice. And so I think that one of the things we've tried to do, even with bringing NACHO to co-sponsor this conference, is really engage at the local level. Any other questions?
Is it likely that there will soon be significant changes in NICTI?
Yes.
Well, could you use your methodology to inform these stakeholders?
If I knew, I absolutely could. And we actually did use many of the things and more that you see here on Finn for the first reorganization of NICFI that we had just about completed when we started the next reorganization of NICFI. So I think, yes, it works in many, many different circumstances.
So how soon will something be?
Your guess is as good as mine. What we do know is that
I'm outside of CDC, so I can't even begin to guess. But you're inside, and you must have some idea.
No, quite frankly, I don't. I can tell you that an email went out from Dr. Frieden today to all of NICFI indicating that there would be a realignment of our functions. That is the level of detail we have at this point. We don't know. Things are moving quickly, it would seem, from other things going on at CDC, but we have not yet been told anything. Yes. Maybe Ellen can share that with us. I think I already did. I believe the leadership of CDC are in listening mode. The rest of us are in wondering mode. Any other questions that I can answer? Okay, thank you.